Hello, Waubonsie Valley High School. This is me, Principal Jason Stipp, with my weekly podcast, On Three, where I bring students here into our podcast booth. We talk about all things Waubonsie and their sports, their different activities that they're involved in. And today, I have the very competitive, talented, winning men's water polo team. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right, let's do kind of a check around the corner here. Let's start with Aiden. Why don't you kick us off first? Say your name and your position and the team, and then your year in school.
My name is Aiden Mahar. I'm left-handed, so I play on the right side of the pool.
Oh, nice. I never knew about this. Okay.
Yeah, yep. And I'm a senior at Waubonsie.
All right, Aiden. All right, thanks for being on. Lefty.
Yeah, I'm Charlie Drohan. I play what's called set. It's kind of you just wrestle in front of the goal for the ball. And
so you're right-handed, so it doesn't matter.
I am right-handed.
So you don't even have to,
you can signify it.
It
could be either hand.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I play set.
All right.
My name is PJ Bartson, and I'm the goalie.
All right, let's dig into this. So, Aiden, start with you because this is news to me. So it's kind of like baseball. If you're left-handed, you can only play certain spots in water polo?
I mean, I can play wherever, like, it doesn't really matter to me, but if you're left-handed, you do specifically play on the right side of the pool because then you can get the pass to your
So right side, like if I'm looking at the goal or right side if I'm looking?
Yeah, if you're
right side if I'm looking at the
goal. Okay.
Because then you can catch it with this. You're not catching it like cross-face. Like
right.
To the ball,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because then you obviously it's easier to catch. And
yeah. And so you can just catch it.
In water polo, you want some lefties.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's like pitching kind of in baseball.
Yeah, it's like pretty rare to get the lefties out there.
Okay. Great season so far, right? Mm-hmm. PJ, talk about this past week. And let's not give anybody, because I know water polo, this happens. Let's not give anybody any locker room fodder, okay? But, tough loss against Naperville North, but it sounds like we played really well, all right?
Yeah, this Tuesday was a great game. I mean, Naperville North is one of the best teams in the state. I mean, they have a lot of talent. So we were going in there looking forward to just playing water polo. I mean, we don't play a lot of competitive games, but this one was one of the
What was the final score?
It was 14-15. We ended up losing by one. We were up for most of the game. We were up until around like the fourth quarter, and then it kind of slipped out of our hands. But overall, we were playing awesome.
Shot at still conference championship, Charlie?
Yeah.
Because we'll play them again or not?
We will. Well, we think that we will because if we win enough. But so
no, but I mean, do you I see what you're saying. You got to keep winning.
So the next big thing would be sectionals against them, which is
because they'll be in our sectional regardless.
Right, yeah. So it'll be three rounds. First two should be pretty doable. I think we play Central the second round of that.
And they're going to be hungry for us.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
And then if we win that, we'll play North again because they're first seed, so they'll most likely win, I'd assume.
So for conference, Aiden, do you play teams twice or only once? Like, will we play Naperville North here at our pool?
No, we will not. We only play North once, and it switches every year who's home and who's away. So we played them home last year.
So we're
year.
Done with them until the state series.
Yeah, and we played them in one turn. Like, if you play another team twice, it's usually because they're at a tournament.
Yeah, because we faced them.
That's why we played them before.
Okay.
But that was kind of like
a tournament.
Yeah. It was a bad game.
All right. So what big matches do we have left, Faden? For the regular season?
We play York next week.
Okay.
And that's a pretty big game. They're one of the top teams in the state too. Mm-hmm. So that'll be another big game that we'll play. And then after that, we just go straight into sectionals.
All right. Drohan, scoring goals underwater, huh? I saw that on NCTV 17. What, you were underwater and scored. Is that what it was?
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but
I mean, you got to vote for that if you saw, right?
He's done it a couple times now.
So you go underwater and still you didn't shoot the ball underwater. That's hard to score like that. You were underwater and shot it, right?
I mean, my hand was still above water with the ball.
Is that a fake-out move? You do that on purpose or somebody dunk you?
If you watch it, Cam shot one and it just, like, came right. It, like, floated off the crossbar. I just caught it and my dude just, like, just killed me in the water. So I was underwater and I just – I don't know. I just
threw it behind your back.
Yeah, I just tried.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. PJ, you've been playing. How many years you've been playing water polo?
Oh, God. Like 7 or 8. I've been playing a while.
Goalie always?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the get-go?
From the get-go. I didn't want to swim. I didn't want to do all the swim sets, so I'm like, might as well play goalie.
Because that's how you, even though you've been swimming since I've known you, you swam all 4 years, right?
Yeah, and I hated it.
Yeah. Okay, so Do you like our pool? Because you get to kind of cheat a little bit, right? You could stand in our pool, right?
It has its positives and negatives. Yeah. I mean, the cage is much bigger on that side, so it's a lot of more room to cover. In the deep end, it's much a smaller cage, yeah.
Is that on purpose or by accident?
Yeah, I think it's a rule. Like, you have to have a certain height within the, like, the line of the water and the cage.
Because you get to stand the whole time on shallow end?
Yeah.
You don't even have to fake it.
Yeah, you don't have to fake
it. You guys can't stand, right?
No.
You have to swim, right? Yeah. I'm pointing at the other swimmers here.
Yeah, they have
people
to
listening. So they know you're going to stand, so they have to make the cage bigger.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you jump or whatnot.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so that's, I did not know that. All right, so it's bigger on that side. And you, most pools aren't like ours. They don't have a shallow end, right?
Yeah, most pools have a double deep end.
And that's probably why... or I guess it all depends.
It's like 50-50. Yeah. Honestly,
okay. In the Illinois area.
Because we host sometimes for regionals or sectionals, I mean. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
State, is it?
State's double deep. Mostly double all those competitive games, like sectionals will be in double deep. State will be in double deep. They won't be like a competitive, like, state or sectional game that will be shallow end.
Right.
Okay.
I like double deep more.
You do?
Yeah. Aiden. We play better in double deep.
We do. We play better.
Well, what's the difference? You're faster, you think? Or
not even. I don't even know. It's just like, I just like double deep better. I like playing with deep.
You just
more.
Like not having to even touch it and worry about it. Right?
Sometimes, like, it'll give the defense an advantage too. Just like with positioning, they can just kind of just put their feet down and like push you away or something like that. Which sometimes the refs just don't catch.
So what's going on down there, Charlie? You guys like kicking each other, hitting each, scratching each other's your nails. I mean, does it get pretty ugly underwater?
It gets rough. I try to keep it clean.
But yeah, like, right.
If someone pulls on my suit or something. And
that's a move.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Pulling your suit down.
Yeah.
Okay. Or no, like tugging it back.
I keep it tight. But.
That's why you're tying it so tight. Because that's some. Because then you have to adjust it, which then gives them open, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What are they doing with their feet? Kicking you and clawing at you or not? Not as bad.
Every once in a while, maybe in transition when we're like going back to offense, they try and pull the feet.
Yeah.
But the refs are pretty good at catching it.
They can see that.
Like, that's an instant out,
All right. So, Aiden, like, they blow the whistle a ton of times. Like, they see something underwater, that means it's the other team's ball. Is that kind of how it goes? But you never foul out a water polo, right?
You can foul out. There's, so if you, like, do a certain thing that gets you an ejection, you're ejected for, like, 30 seconds,
I've seen
think
that.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how long the ejection actually is.
20 seconds.
Is it like hockey? Does somebody come in to replace you or not?
You're without a teammate. No, you're just out there, so they're man down for 20 seconds.
It's like a power play in hockey.
Right, okay.
Right. And if you get three of those, you're out for the rest of the game.
Three ejections, you're done.
Yeah.
Which sometimes happens on our
team. It happens quite a bit.
Yeah. So I've heard.
It actually happens like more like than you think.
Than you think, to where you're sitting out of a game.
Yeah.
Let's say this. Let's say I get three ejections. Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you man down the entire game?
No. Someone can come in and replace them. They're just, they just cannot
they can't
play
come
for the
back
rest
in.
Of the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you can't, Charlie, you can't dunk people.
Right?
Like, I can't come up to you with both hands and dunk you.
Yeah.
But there's that move where I put my arms out and I kind of like fall on you. That seems to be like a move, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like body dunking, right? That's legal, I think, or it seems to be. I don't know.
Anything's legal if the ref doesn't see it.
Okay,
But, I mean, you can't really dunk them. Maybe one hand. Like, if they've got the ball, you can go with one hand.
Okay.
I got called this weekend for it.
How long have you been playing, Charlie?
Well, we all started together.
Oh, you guys, all three of you?
Yeah,
we all started the same.
Do you all grow up at the same pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
shout out.
We started a water polo franchise.
They have a water polo team there?
We started it. We were the first one.
The founders. I'm with the founders.
You're with the
That's what this show is about. The founders.
Inaugural team
I am
right
with
here.
The founders of the Oakhurst water polo team.
And now all coaches, too.
Yeah. They've got a statue of you guys up?
They will soon.
Okay.
We're going to bring them to state this year.
So did you buy the net? For the pool, or did some of your parents get the net? Do you have nets at Oakhurst?
There's like one inflatable one.
Okay,
like,
so it's that
when we used to play, it was like really bad. There was like holes in the nets. Like when you shot it, it went like right past.
We lost PJ. That's all right. Plug yourself back in. There you go.
But yeah, I think the parents and like
I'll say something, PJ.
Hello.
The community like pays for that stuff.
Okay, so let me ask you this: Are you able to get the pool free for some time to play water polo there, or do you guys all have to go somewhere else to play?
Usually we...
Do they let you play at Oakhurst?
Nah, not really. Right. I mean, since we coach there, that's basically our time there. We don't really want to spend
before
more time.
School or after school?
In the summer. So
yeah,
in the
I know,
summer.
But like when? Because I'm thinking of the pool. I'm a member of a private pool. Like mm-hmm. I've never seen them block it out for water polo.
No, they would never.
It's always like super early in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
They practice like so early, and swim team's the same uh-huh. way. So.
I see. So it's like after swim team or before.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Centennial Beach, Charlie?
Yeah, all the time. Me and PJ.
I feel like there's a group always running
yeah,
there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a club team called West Sub.
Uh-huh.
And me and PJ did it. Aiden did it for a little bit. Not
yeah,
this not
I didn't
this
do
previous
it this past
summer,
year.
Though.
Okay.
That's a really good team, which combines with like some of those guys from North, some of those guys from Central.
So like, I guess what I'm getting at, PJ, like sometimes like when I was in high school, me and my buddies would meet out, we'd play basketball or tennis, mm-hmm. like just for, do people just show up and start playing water polo or it's more prescribed?
It's more prescribed.
Okay.
I mean, no yeah. one's just going out. I mean, there's yeah. masters leagues for older people.
Okay.
Like in the late nights on like Sunday.
I love
nights.
How they call them master leagues for old
That's
guys.
What they
yeah,
call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, okay. I go to those sometimes. Those guys give me the work, but okay. there's a lot of experience, dude. There's a lot of former college players, you know?
So Centennial Beach shuts it down for a certain time and says, we're dedicating this time to water polo.
Yeah. They like the far end of the pool, they cut that section off
yeah.
like when we're practicing.
It just gets laned off. Like
and
other people
you guys,
still swim.
And then it's
stuff,
just free play
yeah.
back and
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like two cages and we just play.
And
yeah.
then who's ever, how many guys on each side, Aiden?
There's six on each side, okay. seven including the goalie.
Yeah.
Okay. Could yeah. you add more if you're like free playing or like, hey, let's get so-and-so in or doesn't
yeah.
matter?
I mean, like you could if you wanted to, but it mm-hmm. the position's really only like, go four or six people.
Gotcha.
It could get hectic, yeah.
So the other thing, like with hockey, like goalies get a lot of like cred for like shutouts or soccer shutouts, or they don't allow so many goals. For water polo, no such thing. I mean, you guys give up a ton of goals every game.
Yeah, it's rare.
It's to be expected. Like,
yeah.
A shutout in water polo is almost impossible, right?
Yeah, it's really it's
Has
really
it ever
rare.
Happened? Have you ever gotten a shutout?
I think I've gotten one. My
wow.
junior year, our first game, we played Lockport. I think I
really?
Got a shutout.
Kudos
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, how many shots get fired at you in a game?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the game. I mean, North.
50?
No, I wouldn't say 50, but around, like, I'd say a good team, probably 20 shots a game.
Yeah.
20 or more.
I feel like a ton.
Like, the North game, we had a lot of shots on cage. But,
okay.
you know, our defense was able to stop it. So it's all about, it's not really about the goalie. It's kind of about how our defense is positioned. Again, the goalie can only do so much. It can
right.
only block that so much part
you're,
of the cage.
You're guessing.
Yeah.
Right?
Some,
like,
some
is he going to go up
it.
High? Is he going to go down yeah. low? Right?
A lot of it's reading the shooter and seeing, you know, where his elbow is,
yeah.
seeing where his
yeah.
eyes are and all that
That's
stuff.
That's the kind of stuff you're doing.
Yeah. But we have defenders, what we call shot blocking. So they have arms up and they're kind of helping block off a part
gotcha.
Of the cage. So that's what we are doing a lot.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you offensively shooting, Aiden, or not? You are. You're
yeah.
shooting. How
oh,
many
yeah.
goals you got this year?
I don't know for sure. I had two in the North
stuff.
Game.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we gotta,
Charlie,
we
you
gotta
go
get
too.
On
everybody
our,
shoots.
Our coach to
yeah.
Everybody. It's not like hockey. It's not like soccer where you some people
yeah.
stay back. You're shooting too.
Yeah, especially go. Like last game. I think almost everyone scored. Even Adam Rudy got in, got a goal.
Oh, nice,
like,
Rudy.
It was sweet. Yeah.
Have you ever scored, PJ?
I scored last year in
oh,
junior,
right.
yeah.
Okay, then they got you in there and they let you...
No, I just shot it from half court.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
you
I
got
just,
it?
Just went in. Because yeah.
sometimes you'll come out of the cage
yeah,
at the I'll end, right?
Just yeah, to, just okay. why not?
That's like right. one of our biggest things this year is we all wanted to like make sure that everyone out there in the starting lineup was like mm-hmm. a threat. It's like they can go out there and like there's
oh, yeah.
not a single player they can double team or something like that. Like everyone out
okay.
there.
Okay. So one
it.
Of the things I always liked about swimming is how the girls and boys teams kind of have each other's back and support each other. Probably a little more difficult in water polo because you're both competing at the same time. But do you share the pool and stuff with them? So how's the relationship with the girls' water polo team, Charlie? Do you work well with them, or is it kind of like two separate teams
yeah.
and we're you know doing
yeah.
our own thing?
It's great. Ruby Meyer,
yeah.
just like how we all started. She,
yeah.
she played.
She's
with
no
us.
Curse.
She played.
Founding
with
father for females.
Yeah.
Founding mother.
Well, yep. yeah, but back then it's co-ed, so
oh.
we would play with her.
Nice.
So we're really cool with her, and it just makes us respect the team yeah. even more. And we're cool with those.
Because it's hard. You can't really see their games because
yeah.
you're playing at the same time.
Literally.
Really.
Where, and their head coach is the boys swim coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Higginbomber.
So
yeah. So
mm-hmm. everyone gets along with him.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay. All right. So, what is, kind of, what are you thinking about, for goals for the rest of your PJ for the team?
Obviously our plan is to win state. That's our main goal.
Okay.
We've been looking at that forever. I mean, mm-hmm. sectionals, getting out of sectionals. If we do that, I think anything's
and
possible.
And I feel like, and I don't know anything about the sport as you can tell, but I feel like one of the biggest obstacles is just as a team, like not stepping on ourselves, right? Making sure everybody's playing, making sure like all the, you know, not, I'm not even talking about being healthy, like just, hey, working together and making sure we don't get a, get kicked out, right? Yeah. Right, right.
Exactly.
Because we got too many good players. Yeah, it's, there's so much more mental to it than I realize, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. All right, and you're going to play in college.
I'm going to play in college.
Tell everybody where you're playing.
I'm going to go to Iona University.
And is there a goalie currently there graduating, or do you have to compete for the spot?
I will be competing for the spot, but I think I have a good chance.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, wow. All right, so you've seen this. You've done some research,
yeah, I've done my studies. I've done my studies.
Okay. Charlie, for you, where does water polo sit in the future? Casual, are you going to be in a master thing, or are you, yeah, you hanging maybe. Up your suit?
So I'm going to Kansas, so I've been looking at club teams and stuff like that.
You have.
Some just keep me busy.
So and you would maybe do water polo as a club sport.
Yeah, and it all depends. I mean, if we go pretty far this year, you never know. Maybe offers will flow, something like that. So.
Whereas unlike football, it's like to play that, it's a lot of damage on your body, a lot of time, but this is something.
I don't even want to play football.
Yeah, this would be something you'd want to continue on.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Right. I like this a lot more.
Aiden, for you, you done hanging up the suit or?
Well, next year I'm probably going to go to COD, and then we'll see what happens after that. I do love playing water polo, so a master, something like that. Might be something
you'll be
I'd
out
be
Centennial Beach, sunbathing, and shooting. You have a nickname,
I'm not ready to hang up the suit.
Yeah. it was funny because all of you Drohan's in study hall and PJ's at lunch. Aiden's the lifeguard, but you told me it didn't matter that you missed it.
Yeah, it's
so hopefully everybody knows how to swim today.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure
but someone's down there watching them. Yeah. I don't want our listeners to think that kids are drowning down there.
No, they got Brayden, Brayden and Scooch down there.
Oh, God, they're in trouble. So, all right, so good luck the rest of the season. I can't wait for we still have a shot at conference?
Yes.
Is it over with? Yeah, right?
For DVC, no. Yeah. DVC's done. That was Tuesday.
Was Naperville North Tuesday. We're done playing conference games. Wow.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. All right, so now it's the state series. Do we know the date yet?
No. I was hearing it's right around prom, which I was
I think it's like the weekend before. Yeah,
weekend before prom.
All right, okay. All right, so that's coming up. Cheer these guys on. The pool's awesome. Find out where it is. It's so fast. It's a great sport to watch.
It's so
exciting. Not like watching anything that's slow moving, right?
Mm-hmm. Literally no one knows about it, and then I'll tell them to come, and they're like, dude, that was insane.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
Yeah. No, so, it's one of my favorite ones to watch because the pace of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, I'm sponsored. Yeah. So, JimmyFinance.com. If you're a first time home buyer, if you're considering buying your first time home, reach out to Jimmy Finance, Jim Kolos, 815-436-0500. He is your Lender One Financial. He sponsors me so that I can give you gift cards like these to Dunkin' Donuts. So buy yourself a drink or maybe a future prom date or something, treat yourself. And in closing, what I want to ask you guys is a supporter of you as you kind of wrap up your high school careers. Who's someone that's had your back? Who's someone that's always been in your corner, whether it be a good friend, whether it be a coach, whether it be a parent? Who's someone you want to give a shout out to? Let's start with you, Charlie.
Just my family. I mean, my mom, my dad, they're always at my games.
Won't see the Drohans anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're the last one.
I know.
Yeah.
But, my mom, she's so loud. I can hear her up there.
Yeah.
And she's always recording me. So that's pretty sweet that I have all these memories to go back, look back at all these goals and stuff. That just awesome moments.
Cool.
Like, this team has really been one of the best things, like, of my high school career.
You guys have all kind of came together.
Yeah.
How many of you? About 4 or 5?
I love all these boys.
Yeah. All right, cool. Shout out to the mom there. All right, PJ.
And dad.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I got to go with the teammates, man.
Okay.
I mean, we've been with each other for, 7, 8 years? Yeah. We've been through the ringer with each other. We've been in the highest highs of our water polo careers and the lowest lows, especially after last year. And I think this year, we all know that, and we all are going to put that into accountability. And I think this is a year. And I think, with these guys, anything's possible.
I like the confidence this year. I feel like that wasn't as there last year. You're like, okay, we'll see. But now it's like, no, we got this. That's huge. All right, Aiden. One of our triplets here.
Yep. I definitely got to go with my mom. She's always got my back.
Is it just the three of you at home?
Yeah, it's just three of us and my mom.
Everything in one shot. It's all three of you in one shot.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
So definitely my mom. She's always got my back. She does everything she can, take care of us. She's always coming to all my games, never missed a single one.
Cool.
So
Awesome. All right, come out and watch these guys. Come out and watch the team. They're doing something special this year. They've really gotten after it. Good luck to you the rest of the year. Next week we'll have members or cast members for our spring musical. You're going to hear about the spring musical and the Addams Family. Break it out with me, guys. Warriors on three. One, two, three.
Warriors.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hey, see you in the halls.